This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. The National Investigation Agency has carried out searches at multiple raids in connection with an ongoing investigation into a terror financing case involving Jaish-e-Mohammed. The raids were conducted across 5 states and union territories, including Jammu and Kashmir, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Delhi, covering 26 locations yesterday. The NIA searched premises in Meerut and Saharanpur in UP, Golpara in Assam, Aurangabad, Jalna and Malegaon in Maharashtra, Baramula, Pulwama and Ramban in Kashmir and Delhi. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizzu, will arrive in New Delhi today on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on the visiting dignitary today. He will also hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed during the meeting. The Maldives President will meet President Draupadi Murmu tomorrow evening. During the visit, Dr. Muizzu will also visit Agra, Bengaluru and Mumbai. The visit of the Maldivian President of India after the recent visit of the External Affairs Minister to the island nation is testimony to the importance that India attaches to its relations with Maldives. The Indian Air Force conducted a mega air show on the Marina Beach in Chennai today. The scintillating air show is being held as part of the 92nd anniversary of the IAF observed on 8th of October. Fighter jets including Tejas, Mirage, Sukhoi 30, Jaguar aircraft participated in the thrilling air show. The Surya Kiran aerobatic team and Sarang helicopter display team showcased the operational capabilities during the show. Later, talking to Akashwani News, one of the spectators described watching the air show as a wonderful experience. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes on Tuesday for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, a voter turnout of around 67% has been recorded in the assembly polls. Single-phase polling for all 90 constituencies in the state was held yesterday. After peaceful conclusion of voting process, now electronic voting machines have been kept under the 3-layer security in strong rooms at different districts. Defence Research and Development Organisation has successfully conducted 3 flight tests of the 4th-generation very short-range air defence system at the Pokhran Field firing ranges in Rajasthan. The tests conducted in the last 2 days were carried out against a high-speed target, demonstrating very critical parameters of maximum range and maximum altitude interception. Ministry of Defence said that these development trials showcased the repeatability of the hit-to-kill capability of the weapon system in various target engagement scenarios covering approaching, receding and crossing modes. V-Shorats is a man-portable air defence system designed and developed indigenously by Research Centre Imarat in collaboration with other DRDO laboratories and development-cum-production partners. The India Met Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast and south peninsular India today. The IMD said Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Rayalaseema and coastal and south interior Karnataka are very likely to witness isolated heavy rainfall in the next 2 to 3 days. As tensions escalate in West Asia, French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday called for a halt on its arms deliveries to Israel for use in Gaza, provoking a sharp response from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Macron also criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to send troops for ground operations into Lebanon. On the other hand, the Israeli Prime Minister in a video message slammed the French president, saying all civilized countries should be standing firmly by Israel's fight against the forces of barbarism led by Iran. Meanwhile, the Israeli forces bombed a mosque in Deir al-Balah in Gaza, killing at least 21 Palestinians and wounding dozen others. More from our correspondent. In the ongoing West Asia conflict, violence has escalated on multiple fronts. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.